Shavua Tov, welcome to day number 16. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, the very last Mishnah in this fifth Perek, and then we're going to start the sixth Perek together, which totally shifts topics within the Masechta. Before we get there, the end of Perek Hey, says the Mishnah, HaMispalel V'ta'ah, someone who davens and makes a mistake, Simon Rallo, it is a bad sign for him or her. That's to say that perhaps the tefillah will not be accepted. Vim Shaliach Tzibarhu, and if the person is leading tefillah, is the Chazan, Simon Rallo Shalchav, then it's a bad sign for those who sent him, meaning the congregation. Why? An important halachic concept that means that if I appoint someone to do something for me, to be my messenger in many halachic situations, it's as if I did it myself. We learn from Karban Pesach, and it has many applications. One example is Bris Milah. It's a mitzvah on the father to give a Bris Milah to the newborn son. And yet, most people are not well-versed in that enough to know how to do it. So instead, we appoint a mohel, we appoint someone who's an expert, and they do it for us. And then when they do it, it's as if I accomplished the mitzvah myself. So in this case, if the shliach tzibur makes a mistake, it's as if the congregation who appointed him, it's as if they made the mistake, and the siman ra is for them. What sort of mistake are we talking about? So the Mishnah doesn't say, and the Mefarshim really don't talk about it, but I would suggest that perhaps it doesn't mean just like you said a word wrong or you lost your place for a moment. I think that's somewhat common. I would imagine, based on what we're about to learn in the Mishnah, I would suggest that it really means that a person just is not able to say the words, consistently stumbling over the words, he's not getting the words out, right? In that case, we just can't say the tefillah. That's the ta'ah, that's the mistake that we're talking about. And you'll see why I say that in a moment. Amru alav Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So the Mishnah continues. They said about Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Shayim Ispal, he was a Tana, Shayim Ispal alacholim, that he would daven for those who were sick. But Omer, Zechai, Vezemes, and afterwards he was able to say, this person will live and this person will die, just from davening. Amru lo, so they said to him, Minayin atayodea, how do you know that? Amru lahem, he said to them, Im shagura tefilas b'fi, if the tefillah was fluent in my mouth, I mean, the words poured out smoothly, yodea nishu mekubal, then I know the tefillah was accepted. Im lav, and if not, yodea nishu metorav, then I know, if it wasn't fluent, then I know that the tefillah will be ripped up, that it was not accepted. So the Tzlach points out immediately that we shouldn't make this such a transferable rule. We shouldn't feel like, okay, the same is for me. If my tefillah is fluent, it pours out of my mouth smoothly, then my tefillah is accepted. And if not, chas v'shalom, my tefillah will not be accepted. He said, Chanina Mendoza was particularly holy. And I'll just point out, the Gemara has many stories of him performing miracles. He was a Baal Mofes. He was a very fascinating guy, Chanina Mendoza. So this applies to him. He was tapped into a higher power, so to say, right? But for us, we shouldn't take it that literally. But the point, the idea is still true. The idea is that a tefillah should be something that we're so familiar with. Tefillah is something that we should really pour our hearts and souls into, and the words should pour out of us. And if not, if we're having trouble with that, perhaps it's time to look inwardly and reflect. Now we switch to Perek Vav. Now Perek Vav is going to talk about what the Masechta is named for, which is Brachos. I'm going to start with Brachos Nanin, which means Brachos that we say on things that we get that we enjoy, and we're going to start with Brachos on food. So before we get to the actual Brachos, so just as an aside, how do we know that we say Brachos? Brachos are Dirabanan, right? They're not in the Torah; they're instituted as a Takana. It's something that we should. Brachos is something we should say, but how do we know, right? What's the source of it? So the Gemara, if you were in my tenth grade class, you know this. If you are in my 10th grade class, we will learn this, and then I guess we'll see who's listening to this. As the Gemara spends almost an entire Amud trying to figure out what the source of Brachos are in general. How do you know that you say a Bracha before food? And it goes, maybe it's this Pasuk, maybe it's that Pasuk, but ultimately, the Gemara settles on something that I think is really elegantly simple, and that's, it's simply svara, says the Gemara, svaru. It's simply logical, right? It is aser for a person to get benefit from this world without first saying a bracha. Whether it's because a person has to say thank you, like Rashi says, or whether it's because a person needs to ask permission, like the Ritva says, either way, a person cannot get benefit from this world without acknowledging Hashem. That is just logic. So now, what brachos do we actually say? Says Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad mevarchim al peiros, what bracha do we say on fruit? Al peiros ha'ilan, on fruits that come from a tree, Omer berei pri ha'etz, we say the bracha of ha'etz, chutz min ha'yayin, except for wine, sha'al ha'yayin, Omer berei pri ha'gafen. On wine, we say berei pri ha'gafen, because wine is a very particularly special category, so to say. It's something that gives people simcha, it's a chashuv food item, an important food item, so it gets its own bracha. If you're following along at home, if you're paying attention, you'd realize that's not a perfect parallel, right? Wine isn't the perfect parallel to fruit. Wine would be a good parallel to perhaps fruit juice, right? And fruit would be a good parallel to grapes. The Mefarshim talk about that. But for now, we have our general categories. We generally say ha'etz on fruit. and on fruit from the ground, meaning to say vegetables, potatoes, and we talk about cucumbers and beans and things like that, and melons. Omer bre pri adama, you say bre pri adama, chutz min apas, except for bread. Bread is also, it's made from grains. Grains grow from the ground. Perhaps you'd think you'd say hadama on that. Shalapas hu omer, but on bread you say hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Again, it's a very particularly special food item. It's a staple of meals, so bread gets its own bracha. The Mishnah continues with a third category, which might sound similar to the last category, and we'll differentiate in a moment. V'alha yurakos, and on vegetables, right? The first thing was called peros haaretz, fruits of the ground. This is called yurakos, vegetables. Omer bre pri adama, you would say bre pri adama. What does that mean, yurakos? So, as opposed to fruits of the ground. So, the general distinction is that fruits of the ground means that the thing that you're eating is actually the fruit itself, so to say. You're actually eating the cucumber. You're actually eating the potato or the pepper, etc., right? That's the fruit itself is what you're eating. That's what peros haaretz is, right? Whereas vegetables or yurakos generally refers to greenery or things that you would eat. You're not eating the fruit, but you're eating, let's say, the leaves like lettuce, or eating the root like carrots or a stalk, right? That's really what that third category is. It has the same bracha. They're both bre pri adama, but one is talking about fruits of the ground, so to say, and the other one is talking about you're eating the leaves and the stalks of the roots. They both get a bre pri adama. Says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bre minei desham. And this last category, and this is why the Gemara differentiates between the two, because there's an opinion that says you say a different bracha. Rabbi Yehuda would say that on this last category, on the carrots, on the lettuce, on all that, you would say borei minei desha'im, which means blessed are you Hashem, whatever it is, those whom the one who made desha'im, different sorts of grasses, right? Which is different than saying a bracha on the fruits of the ground, so to say, this is a different category. We don't paskin like that, so for us, it's all hadama, it all could have been included in one category of peros haaretz, perhaps, but that's why the Mishnah differentiates and makes it a separate category. We will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.